Welcome to the L&R Communications podcast series. Today, we're speaking with someone who is a true driving force in the government marketing arena. We're talking about Government Marketing University founder and president, Lou Anne Brossman, who will give us a preview of all the exciting things happening at GAIN 2018, which is taking place on November 1st at the Reston Hyatt. And Lou Anne, how are you doing today?
Hey, good morning, Matt. Doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's great to hear your voice, and thank you so much for joining us today. This is really my most favorite time of the year. With GAIN coming up around the corner, it's such a vital conference, especially as many government marketers are figuring out budgets and plans for 2019. This is like Christmas time for us, so having you on the line
here. Oh, well, thank you. We like to think about that the same way, so that's excellent.
That's awesome. Well, with that in mind, I know GAIN, the conference itself, this is now our third year, and it certainly keeps evolving and growing and getting better, and you keep changing it and making it more dynamic. So if you don't mind, give us a high-level overview of what will be happening this year at GAIN 2018.
Oh, absolutely. I could talk about GAIN all day long, Matt. So GAIN, first off, for those listening that are not familiar with GAIN, it is the third year, as you said, and the actual acronym of GAIN stands for Grow, Accelerate, Innovate, and Network. And when you take all four of those that are all very critical for government marketers in their career, we really touch on all of that during our GAIN conferences. And this year will be no different than the past 2 years, with the exception that it's a little bit bigger because it is our third annual. We have a much broader visibility and just an incredibly robust agenda this year. Something else we always learn from our best practices. We've learned what the marketers are looking for as they're attending GAIN. And a really cool thing, Matt, that happened actually the very first GAIN is because Government Marketing University is serving an audience of government marketers that prior to GMARC-U, which is what we call Government Marketing University for short, when we started GMARC-U, one of the driving forces was to bring this marketing community together because it doesn't exist anywhere else. There's not a community place that they can come together both face-to-face and online. So that's what we have as one of our primary charters for GMARC-U, but also for GAIN. And when the GAINers came to our first conference, they actually named themselves the GAINers. And how cool is that? They very much, as they got up to ask questions or interact, because GAIN is a very engaging, interactive conference, they would all stand up in that first year and say, "We found our people. We're happy to be a GAINer." And that momentum continues to grow. And we will see that even more so this year at GAIN 2018.
That's awesome, Lou Anne. I'm a proud GAINer myself. I can certainly say that. And one of the things that caught my attention, and this is a huge coup for the conference, is that you got Suzette Kent, the federal CIO, to be a keynote speaker. If you don't mind, tell us why government marketers, I mean, I think they could tremendously benefit from insights from somebody at this high a level in government.
Oh, we are so excited, Matt, to have Suzette. So I first started following Suzette. She came on board into the federal government space about 6 months ago as the federal CIO underneath the OMB umbrella. And she came out of industry, which is really a unique and in a good position, especially for marketing and what she will talk about at GAIN. But I had been to a couple of conferences where she spoke, and I thought to myself, wouldn't it be great if we could have her speak at GAIN right to the marketers and really understand what her thought process is, what her vision is. And then on her side, which she and I met face to face, and she shared that she was very excited to talk at GAIN because she recognizes that the government marketers, they're the ones on the industry side that are creating the content and the messaging coming back into government for IT. And she gets that. So she is really pumped and excited to present at GAIN. And we're very excited to have her.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, that's just taking it to a whole new level right there. And also, speaking of a whole new level, I think the morning workshops have a whole new dynamic to them. Tell us about those.
You bet. You know, one of the things that I mentioned earlier in this podcast, that we really listen to our GAINers and we learn best practices around GMARC-U and what our students want and what our GAINers want. And one of the things that they asked last year after GAIN was being able to come together in more workshop groups. GAINers and government marketers in general are looking to come together with their peers and network with their peers and get to know them and have somebody to kind of, you know, swap the war stories with, because we all have war stories with trying to build out our marketing campaigns for sure. So this year, what we're doing is we have 4 workshops in the morning, and we have 4 workshops in the afternoon. Every GAINer can select 2 workshops in the morning and 2 workshops in the afternoon to attend. And what's great about the workshops is all 8 of them are being led by current senior level government marketers. So they have 15 or more years experience. They've been in the exact same shoes as those marketers that are sitting in the workshop and attending the workshops. And they are building the workshops in a way that they feel like they best learn, which means the gainers will best learn. We are very much letting the instructors create a different flow, a different room layout for each of the workshops, a different way that they're laying out how the training will happen. It could be roundtable discussions. It could be, for example, the civilian workshop in the morning. We have the chief marketing officer from the FBI coming to talk. Our intel workshop, because we know that it's very difficult for marketers to market to the intel community, when in actuality, there are some great ways to do it, and we're learning from the person I believe is the best to tell us. His name is Bob Gourley. Bob has been working in the intel community for over 28 years. He was actually the CTO at DIA. So those are the caliber of people that are excited and raising their hands to come to GAIN and be an instructor.
Yeah, that's incredible. And I know we were talking about this earlier based on some LinkedIn promotions that we've been doing regarding the conference. And I'm already starting to see people that I know from the geospatial GEOINT community, that huge part of the IC there. And when they're seeing that this workshop is happening, I think you might get more attendees that are focused on that challenge of marketing into the IC, which is awesome. It's kind of a new channel for us this year, right?
Well, and what's really exciting as a little teaser for your audience on this podcast is Bob Gourley, when we first met to talk about GAIN and his workshop, he said, you know what? It's really simple. There's one thing that you need to know to market effectively to the intel community. And he's going to share that one thing at GAIN.
Oh, nice. Oh, that was a little tease right there. I thought you were going to tell
us. That's a teaser.
Right. Our listeners will have to wait. And you've piqued my interest. I can't wait to hear it directly from him as well at the conference. And also another different thing that you're doing this year, something that I love that I've fully embraced myself on my free time, is mindfulness. It's a wonderful trend that I think anybody can benefit from. So tell us about your motivational keynote.
You know what? How many of us, all of us, you know, it's any job today is a 24/7 job. So I'm not talking uniquely to marketers, but our gainers are marketers. So what we're going to do at GAIN this year is we have a keynote speaker, a moderator, and rather a motivational keynote speaker coming in who has written a book on noticing. And it's a little spin on mindfulness because she talks about ways of we have our head and our laptop all the time, or we have our eyes focused on our smart device. And so she is going to teach us some tricks to start noticing some things around us, which will help us subliminally with mindfulness. With that, we also are teaming her with an individual who was a government marketer for a very long time. And she now actually owns a yoga studio, and she is all about mindfulness. And she is so excited to come and share again some mindfulness and some meditations that are created uniquely customized for a government marketer. So while we understand we need to learn about government marketing, and we're going to really make sure that we share everything that we can to our gainers, we also have to make sure that we protect our brains, because without our brains, you know, we can't market effectively. So it goes hand in hand.
Oh, that's wonderful. I can't wait for that. And to switch gears slightly here, as an ongoing sponsor of GAIN, I love singing the praises about why the conference is so vital to our marketing efforts. Like you said, you get everybody together. I get to see friends, former clients, colleagues, people that I wouldn't get in one room. And it's a lot of fun, and we make a lot of great connections as a sponsor. But Luann, from your perspective, would love to hear what you have to say to potential sponsors and the benefits that they would get.
Sure. You know, I think that the proof is in the pudding, and you nailed it, Matt. We do not have any former sponsors that are not returning and engaging with all GMARQ activities, but particularly with GAIN. So you see the value. There's one sponsor that actually sponsors everything that we do. And I love what they say. They say that they're able to prevent having to go for lunch for almost 6 months with government marketing prospects because they meet them all at GAIN, or they meet them at our Market Chat Live events that we have once a quarter. So we really are bringing the audience. We're hand feeding the sponsors that are out there. The other piece of that as well, though, as much as we're hand-feeding prospects to them, we need you there. We need people like you, Matt, and your company there, because the value that you bring to marketers, we are building a community, and you are part of this community. All of our sponsors are part of the government marketing community, so we would not be a community without all of our sponsors and our local vendors.
That's wonderful. Luann, this has been an outstanding podcast. It's always a pleasure to connect with you, and for our parting shot today, if you don't mind, tell us why all government marketers should attend GAIN 2018.
It's the place to be. I mean, you know, and while that sounds very salesy, I am a marketer, but GAIN is the place to come and meet your fellow government marketing peers. It's also the place to come to ensure that everything that is new and everything that a government marketer needs to know going into 2019 marketing planning, we are going to be able to provide that to you. We are having Department of Defense, civilian, intel, state and local focused training. We are having social media, agency-based marketing, which is really important that marketers are focused on agency-based marketing. At the same time, integrated marketing. Don't just do what we call a one-hit wonder webinar. Make sure you're wrapping it with other things. And partner marketing. And you know, in the government marketing space and the government IT space, it's all about partnerships. So how are you best making sure that you are doing economies of scale with your marketing campaigns by teaming with channel partners and alliance partners? So where else can government marketers come and learn all of that? Nowhere else but GAIN 2018 on Thursday, November 1st in Reston, Virginia. Our URL that we encourage everyone to go to and register, as well as to see all of our great instructors and really read about what you'll walk away with from GAIN, simply go to www.thegainconference.com. And I'm really excited. Matt, thank you for having me on today. And listeners, do whatever you can to get to GAIN.
That's awesome. What a perfect way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive LNR Communications podcast interview with someone that we truly view as a driving force in the government marketing arena. And we cannot sing her praises enough, because she is kind of the foundation for bringing the community together. And it's a wonderful thing. And we had the pleasure of speaking with Government Marketing University founder and president, Luann Brossman, who gave us a preview of all the exciting things happening at GAIN 2018. Once again, that will be taking place on November 1st at the Reston Hyatt. And be sure to check out www.thegainconference.com. And Luann, thank you so much for your time.
Oh, Matt, thank you. And thank you for all that you do for this market. The content and the information that you put out there to everybody is invaluable. So thank you for that. And thank you for having me on your podcast today.
Absolutely. My pleasure.